This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great day it is. Certainly a great day for our economy. The markets had gone up to a record. They've pulled back a little bit, but the Dow is still up over 400 points. Why? A reaction in part to the indication that we are going to have a final version of this gigantic $1.9 trillion spend-a-thon. How much money does that really obligate you to pay off at some point? Because the only source for paying off all that debt, and it's all debt, is the taxpayer. We will get to that. We will also get to some incredibly good news about COVID-19. No, really, there is an indication that resistance to the vaccine is beginning to dissipate. And I think that's extraordinarily positive. There is also a mystery that is being pondered by a number of scientists, which is, why is it that poor countries are doing much better in terms of COVID-19 than rich countries like the United States or the Western European countries? This is really peculiar because we keep hearing about how it is poor people, mostly disproportionately within the U.S., who are impacted. Okay, so why is it that countries in Africa and in Asia, where almost everybody is poor, have so much less reported suffering from the COVID-19. We will get to that mystery as well. We'll also be talking with a Yale professor who has written about protecting patriotism in an age of extremes. A very, very important message. And speaking of which, a very important message involving a new organization meant to bring more balance and openness and fairness and more colorblind justice to America's campuses. And it's an organization that involves some of the most distinguished academics, including some leading academics of color, who will be joining us on the Michael Medved Show. The organization is called FAIR, the Foundation Against Racism. And we will get to that as well on a very busy day on the Medved Show. First off, the pandemic and the relief bill that was passed by the Senate in the middle of the night. And after it was passed in the Senate, the President of the United States, Joe Biden, made these comments. This is clip 6A.
When we took office 45 days ago, I promised the American people that help was on the way. Today, I can say we've taken one more giant step forward in delivering on that promise, that help was on the way. I want to start off by thanking the Vice President, but I want to thank all of the senators who worked so hard to reach a compromise, do the right thing for the American people during this crisis, and voted to pass the American Rescue Plan. It obviously wasn't easy. It wasn't always pretty, but it was so desperately needed, urgently needed.
Okay, the idea that it was urgently needed and that he wanted to thank all the senators, so at least he's thanking all those Republicans who voted for the rescue plan. There were no Republicans who voted for the rescue plan. No, not Lisa Murkowski, not Mitt Romney, not Susan Collins. No Republicans. The thing passed by 50-49 only because Dan Sullivan, one of the senators from Alaska, had to go home to attend a funeral of his father-in-law. That's why it was 50-49. It would have been 50-50. Dan Sullivan was against the rescue package. You could ask, how could anybody be against the rescue package? And one of the things that I was talking about this morning with a good friend was that for a couple that files jointly, their income taxes jointly, they get $14,000, pardon me, they get a total of $1,400 for each of them, and that's $2,800, and they have three children. And you get another $1,400 for each child. So that comes to $7,000 for this couple. So why is that not a good deal? Partially it's not a good deal because it's basically on credit. And who is supposed to pay off this credit? So how much is it costing? Well, if it's $1.9 trillion, that comes to $6,000 for every man, woman, and child in the United States. No, really, it does. So this family that is very happy because they're getting $7,000 is actually putting their family of five in debt to $30,000. So you're going to borrow $30,000, are you? Long-term borrowing. But there is interest to be paid. You're going to borrow $30,000 so you can get back $7,000 to spend right now. Well, who do you thank? President Biden says he knows who to thank. This is clip 6B.
Also, I also need to say a few words about Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who I spoke with many times in this and again this morning. I served in the Senate, as you all know, for many years. I've never seen anyone work as skillfully, as ably, as patiently, with determination to deliver such a consequential piece of legislation that was so urgently needed as the American Rescue Plan. Chuck Schumer, Senator Chuck Schumer, when the country needed you most, you led, Chuck, and you delivered. Neither I nor the country will ever forget that. And it's not a moment too soon.
Okay, why is he singling out Chuck Schumer? Because right now, the Democrats are looking ahead to a very problematic year, 2022. That's next year. That's election year in New York State. Why? Because who knows what's going to happen with the governor? I mean, now there is pressure. The leader of the state Senate, a Democrat, of course, in New York, has called for Andrew Cuomo to resign. And in addition to that, there continue to be major rumors that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will challenge Chuck Schumer in the primary. And given the fact that the people to the left of Schumer and to the left of Cuomo are feeling energized in New York, obviously Biden wants to give as much credit, as much support as possible to Senator Schumer. We also have a tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, this tweet comes from the Washington Post, and it basically tweets out a headline and a message. Biden stimulus showers money on Americans, sharply cutting poverty in defining move of presidency. Okay, would you say that's a positive headline? I think it's a very positive headline. And doesn't it seem kind of premature in the very first 50 days, less than 50 days of his presidency, to say this is the defining move of his presidency? Let's see what happens. And let's see what happens with the vaccine, whether the promises get kept that we will have 300 million vaccines available polls show that there are fewer and fewer people resistant to the vaccine. We'll get to that. 1-800-955-1776.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved show, the resistance to getting vaccines has gone down very dramatically. Now, one of the things that seems to me is problematic is that you still have a disproportionate number of people who identify as Republicans who say they'll never get the vaccine. And the percentage of people who say they will never get this vaccine, that they won't get the COVID-19 vaccine, it's dropped extremely rapidly. There's a report based upon a whole series of polls, a report from CNN, a Kaiser Family Foundation poll, found that now 55% of adults say they now want a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as possible, or they've already received their first dose. That's up from 34% in December. Now, that's an incredible rise. But what it hasn't changed is the number of people who are just about 20% who say they will never get a vaccine. The question I would ask is, why not? And the indications about how successful this vaccine is are amazing. There, in fact, is a another perspective on this. This is from the Wall Street Journal. And again, we're talking about the Wall Street Journal, that a great many of the negative bits of information that have come out about the vaccine, according to the United States government, that's part of Russian propaganda. The piece in the journal today says Russian intelligence agencies have mounted a campaign to undermine confidence in Pfizer, Inc.'s and other Western vaccines using online publications that in recent months have questioned the vaccine's development and safety, U.S. officials said. An official with the State Department's Global Engagement Center, which monitors foreign disinformation efforts, identified four publications that he said have served as fronts for Russian intelligence. The websites played up the vaccine's risk of side effects, questioned their efficacy, and said the U.S. had rushed the Pfizer vaccine through the approval process, among other false or misleading claims. Now, the whole purpose of this, they have their own Russian vaccine, which is competing with Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson is coming out. It's called Sputnik V. And Russian state media and government Twitter accounts have made overt efforts to raise concerns about the cost and safety of the U.S. vaccines in what experts outside the U.S. government say is an effort to promote Russia's rival Sputnik V vaccine, so says the new piece from the Wall Street Journal. The one thing that I would urge people about is that if we don't continue the heavy vaccination program and get about 80% of Americans to either have been fully vaccinated or to have actually survived the disease. And believe me, it's a lot less trouble and pain and risk to getting vaccinated than to survive the disease. Once you get 80%, most people say you've got herd immunity and you can begin to see the virus recede, go away, go down. It already is going down in certain places because of the impact of the vaccine. So what's the objection? Let's go to Linda in Los Angeles. Linda, you're on the MedVent Show. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you. Even though I understand that the CDC has said that it's safer to get the COVID vaccine, I've done a lot of reading over the weekend, and there have reportedly been 966 deaths reported between December and February, and certain people have experienced really severe side effects such as rashes and sort of Bell's palsy type of shaking and other, not illnesses, but other pain, bodily pains. And even though I'm a Democrat, I have chosen so far not to get the COVID vaccine for those reasons and also because it's a matter of individuality and we don't have a government mandate and I don't choose to sign up for a government right now, a government vaccine. And lastly, I heard you last week saying since you got the vaccine, you feel safer to visit your grandchildren. But I looked this morning, and the CDC cannot state at all. They say we'd like it to be, but they can't state that it makes someone immune or less contagious because they've gotten the vaccine.
Well, this issue of grandchildren, that's changed as of yesterday. I mean, in other words, the CDC position, they just announced it, that they say it is safe for people to see family members if the family members are in a low-risk group. And the whole point about
and
vaccines...
And wear masks and socially distance, so therefore, as much
indoors when you're in small groups. The point about this is that you're resistant to getting the vaccine. Do you wear masks when you go out and about?
I only wear masks when I'm absolutely forced to, and I have because I think I'd like to write an article about this and pitch it to their newspapers and magazines. That there's been at least 30. Stores that I can't go to because I don't want to fight, like Bristol Farms, for example. At certain Bristol Farms, you have to wear a mask over your nose. I can't breathe well.
Okay,
like
why won't you wear a mask? What's
no,
the
wear
principle
the
involved?
I definitely wear a mask, but I like this. My brother, one of my brothers, is an L.A. Superior Court judge, and I read the law that was written in the state of California where I am, and there are certain provisions in the law that if you can't breathe well with a mask covering three quarters of your face, then you can adjust it accordingly. But I've had certain arguments with managers, not all, but certain managers of stores that they say, no, you have to wear it over your nose. So sometimes I'll walk out. But I did call one Bristol Farms manager, and he agreed with me after the security guard refused to let me buy something one night. I called the manager the next morning. I said, is this how you want your store to be run? And he said, no, the guard shouldn't have done that. And so the next time I went in there, it's as if the guard was, you know, lying on the floor. He didn't do anything.
Okay. The question I have is, first of all, there is such a thing. A lot of people order from Amazon, right? Or at somewhere else, anywhere else. Do you believe that that there is an element of hoax in the whole virus, or do you think this is a real public health threat that's killed 500,000 Americans?
No, I believe that, even though I do listen to Alex Jones, InfoWars, a lot. I don't think it's a hoax, but perhaps it might be overinflated. And all of the research that I've done, you know, in the last, say, 72 hours, the CDC seems to not want to say anything negative about the vaccine, but they've had to admit.
Okay, stay with Linda. Stay with me. I want to respond to some of what you're saying. We will be right back.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion-dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is letting Americans know that stimulus checks are on the way. The New York Democrat says $1,400 checks for the majority of Americans will be here soon.
They'll be here in about 2 weeks, give or take a few days. So people won't have to wait months and months and months. It'll be right in their pockets.
President Biden set to make his first primetime address to the American people on Thursday night.
The president will deliver his first primetime address to commemorate the one-year anniversary of the COVID-19 shutdown on Thursday.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki noting that Biden is expected to talk about the success of the vaccination program. Fully vaccinated individuals can take part in small gatherings indoors with others who have been fully vaccinated. The CDC director saying they can do so without face mask or social distancing. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved Show, I'm speaking with Linda in Los Angeles about the question of the COVID-19 vaccines. And Linda, I wanted to get back to you partially because at the very beginning of our conversation, you were saying you had read reports that said that 966 people had died as a result.
I saved it in my email and I double-checked it.
Okay, it's from Epic Times. That's where that comes from. And
okay, that's one of the places.
Well, that's the original source. And I just looked at some
and
of the fact checking.
I
looked at some of the fact checking during the break. And it is absolutely true that there have been 966 people who died. Out of we now believe that there are over 65 million Americans who have been vaccinated.
Portion,
Please listen for just a moment. The point is, what all the fact checkers bring up is that the people who have been vaccinated so far tend to be older, and that these are 966 people who have died after getting the vaccines. There is no proof or indication that they died because of the vaccines. In other words, if you look at the death rate for people who are over 65, over 75, I mean, things happen. And again, the idea that the vaccine is unsafe again, has been promoted by Russian propaganda. That was announced today by our government. And do you acknowledge that your danger would be greater from getting the virus than from actually getting a vaccine? Or do you think the vaccine is more dangerous than the virus?
Well, this is what I tell people, is that maybe I go to the market, the gas station, and walk my dog. I don't do anything dangerous, like I'm not in huge groups. But this is what I find surprising, and this is why I emailed you, is that you seem so pro-vaccine when it's really, I hate to say this, pro-government. And in California, Gavin Newsom, who's now close to, you know, having a recall election, was seen in a very upscale restaurant, not in a mask. Now he's advocating wearing two masks. And Eric Garcetti, our mayor of Los Angeles, is seen many, many times without a mask, and very close to him without a mask when he's giving a press conference is a sign language interpreter, and he or she is not wearing a mask. And do you know what? I was kicked off of Twitter because many times I would call out Eric Garcetti with pictures, photos of him maskless. And you would think that I'm a Republican. Largely, I'm not. But I was kicked off of Twitter. But I don't understand why you're so
okay,
pro-vaccine.
Okay, well, hold on. I don't.
Really
so wait.
And there's a huge
hold on.
Hypocrisy.
Do you think that Eric Garcetti should wear a mask? Do you think it would be helpful if he did?
Because if you look at his
okay,
Twitter,
good, fine.
Yes.
So you why do you think that Eric Garcetti should wear a mask and not you?
Only because he's practicing sheer hypocrisy, and we have a city council person.
I agree.
Here,
I agree with you. I agree with you entirely that people...
This is what I hate. I hate it. I hear on the radio, we have ads here. Maybe they're there. I don't know. And it's like a country-ish male voice. It's specifically country-ish. He says, well, we all got to wear masks, and we all got to practice our social distancing. This is how they talk. And you know what I say? You know, F off. I can't do that because it's government telling you what to do, and they don't do it largely themselves. They don't. This is why I'm so surprised that you, a very staunch conservative, is pro-vaccine, because really that's pro-government, and it's
but
somehow
you see, the point is that the one thing. Look, I don't think government has the job of regulating everything in my life. But I do think that one of the basic jobs of government is protecting public health. And this is a genuine public health emergency. In other words, it's not that the economic suffering has been caused by government. Do you believe that there should have been no reaction by government to COVID-19, or do you think it's appropriate to try to deal with a pandemic, by the way, as we did back in 1919 when we had the Spanish flu pandemic? It seems to me to suggest that, look, do you think that government does the right thing to regulate speed limits on the freeway?
Yes, but that's entirely different. Because that is behavior that could cause your death or someone else's death. But getting the
yes, and by the way, going out and ignoring social distancing, ignoring mask norms, behaving irresponsibly regarding the virus, yeah, that could damage other people in society at large too. Just like a pile up on the freeway.
Not everybody, of course, and maybe not even the majority of people who have exhibited dangerous behavior. And I remember Sharon Stone, the actress, went on online, and her sister had it. And it didn't sound like her sister was partying or, you know, going from some underground lairs.
No, I understand, and not everybody who gets injured in traffic accidents is that sometimes they're totally innocent people. The point about this is that we have a very profound public interest in trying to turn this pandemic around, in trying to get back to some kind of normal, productive living. And I'm sure you feel that, Linda, even though you're happy to go out on yourself and to go maskless. And look, the fact that you may decide not to get a vaccine, that you'll be one of those 20%, if you... I would just reconsider it in this sense, because the same way that people have no inclination to pay taxes, we do it. It's one of those things, the cost that you pay for living in a larger society. And there are very, very few things that could be more of a contribution right now than helping to get us to herd immunity and helping to turn back this pandemic, don't you think?
Well, not like you, but I don't go I go maskless when I'm walking the dog or just walking, but the only time I wear a mask is when I have to buy some food, you know, for me and my dog. So, but there's maybe a handful of stores that I go to, and they're friendly. And
I wear the mask over my mouth. I wasn't asking about that just now. I was asking about the vaccine, because the vaccine would not only help you, it helps everybody. The more people who are protected from this, the less chance there is of massive transmission or another surge, right?
Well, I don't agree with that, but, you know, that's why I'm so surprised, because although I seem to have more conservative views these days, I've been a Democrat, you know, since I was able to vote, and it seems as if you're taking a more pro-government stance, which is really stunning to me, and that's why
it's
I emailed.
It's not a pro-government stance.
It's a pro. Yes, it is.
Where do you think the operation came from? I don't believe that the government is the enemy here. It's to actually recognize that government is necessary in certain cases, and that there is such a thing as legitimate public health concerns, is not being pro-government. It's basically being pro-caution, pro-safety, pro-health. Linda, I appreciate your call, and I appreciate the opportunity. I know there are literally millions of people who feel as you do. One of the things that I do think it's worth people exploring is this anomaly that the New York Times focused on this morning. It's an anomaly where Western wealthy countries have much higher rates of COVID-19 and much higher death rates than poor countries like Nigeria or Pakistan, parts of Asia and Africa. Why would that be? We'll get to that and a surprise answer, possibly, coming up on the Medved Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
Bingo!
Don't bingo me.
The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available, and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness, and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Here's a question to Charles Darwin: liberate or undermine society? Ideas have consequences. Learn how three key ideas from Darwin actually undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get a free 39-page digital booklet, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Go to discovery.org/Medved for this special offer. discovery.org/Medved.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
On the Michael Medved Show, one of the big questions that people face when you start looking at the numbers on the COVID-19 virus and the death toll all around the world, and this is also true for the incidence of the COVID-19 virus, is why it is that the countries in the world, among the most populous countries in the world, that have some of the lowest rates of infection are countries that are desperately poor. Ethiopia, Tanzania, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Nigeria, India, Vietnam, Egypt, all of these countries have vastly less death rate, vastly less rate of infection than the United States or Western Europe. The United States is not the worst in the world, but we're close. Great Britain seems to have the highest rate of the most populous countries. Italy is second, the United States third. These are wealthy nations. So what's the deal, especially when the numbers show, and the New York Times did a whole big New York Times magazine spread on this weekend, the numbers show that the people here in the U.S. who suffer most from the disease are overwhelmingly, disproportionately poor. And David Leonhardt today writes about what he calls an epidemiological whodunit. And here is the fascinating thing about it. There are a number of ways of explaining it. First of all, he asks, is it a statistical mirage? He says, almost certainly not. Some portion of the pattern probably does stem from underreporting of deaths by less developed medical systems, but much of the pattern is real, epidemiologists believe. In India, for example, major cities keep careful statistics on overall mortality, regardless of cause, and it has risen far less than it has in many richer countries. And then he hits on something that's very important. Poorer countries are younger. Across Africa and much of Asia, the population is younger. Birth rates are higher, and other health problems more frequently kill people before they reach old age. In sub-Saharan Africa, only 3% of the population is 65 or older. In the U.S., it's 16%. In the European Union, it's 20%. So you have a much older population, which, from what we know about the virus, is much more vulnerable. They also point out that fresh air helps. Daily life tends to be better ventilated in warmer, lower-income countries. People spend more time outdoors and windows are often open. COVID spreads less easily in these settings than it does in poorly ventilated indoor spaces. And he says there's a lesson here for Americans. Schools, stores, and workplaces can reduce the spread of COVID by improving their ventilation. Okay, immunity may not be uniform. That's another reason that's given by David Leonhardt of the Times. Many researchers suspect that this is an important part of the answer. If previous coronaviruses spread more widely in some countries, like China, people's immune systems there are better prepared to fight COVID. And then he adds that policy matters. But there's something else that clearly matters, and this is not brought up by the New York Times, but I can't avoid bringing it up because it's so striking, is there is a new study that shows that the rate of COVID infection and death, both, for countries where a majority of the population is overweight, is 10 times higher than for those countries where the majority of the population is within the healthy, what is considered to be the healthy weight span. In other words, obesity is a tremendous indication of vulnerability here. And the truth of the matter is, in the United States right now, we have almost 68% of adult Americans who are considered overweight. The team which looked at this from the World Obesity Federation, naturally they're going to be focused on that, they took a look at mortality data from Johns Hopkins University and the World Health Organization and found that of 2.5 million COVID-19 deaths reported by March 1st, 2.2 million were in countries where more than half the population is overweight. In an analysis of data and studies from more than 160 countries, the researchers found that COVID-19 mortality rates increased along with countries' prevalence of obesity. They note that the link persists even after adjusting for age and for national wealth. The report found that every country where less than 40% of the population was overweight had a low COVID-19 death rate of no more than 10 people per 100,000. Okay, what does all this indicate? Something that people have talked about for a long time, which is that the truth of the matter is that we have an ongoing health problem with overweight. Now, is there a cure for that being offered by Ben and Jerry's ice cream? Actually, I think this can go as part of a Michael Medved multicultural.
And now, a celebration of diversity in action. It's time for Toleration.
This is what the flower people say.
Tranquility.
Imagine all the people.
And harmony.
Living life in peace.
Here is a Michael Medved multicultural moment.
Ben and Jerry's has made a tribute to our multicultural society, one of many, announcing Change the World. And it's world spelled W-H-I-R-L-E-D. That is their new flavor partnership with Colin Kaepernick to benefit Colin Kaepernick's Know Your Rights camp. They say it was because of his skills and leadership on the football field that we first admired Colin Kaepernick, and then it was because of his efforts to use his position and his voice to protest police violence, systemic racism, and white supremacy. He sacrificed his career so that he could speak up and stand with people who've been systematically oppressed. That kind of courage is uncommon. Okay, what about this flavor of ice cream? Okay, tell me if this sounds just delicious to you, irresistible. Ben and Jerry's change, Colin Kaepernick's Change the World ice cream, where it benefits, his share of it goes to benefit his KYRC, which is Know Your Rights Camp, which is open to brown and black people. The flavor features a caramel, non-dairy, sunflower butter base with fudge chips, graham cracker swirls, and chocolate cookie swirls. And they have made this particular ice cream a vegan because Colin Kaepernick is vegan. Now here we are, 6 months later, they say, with a brand new full-time flavor, Change the World. It's vegan because Kaepernick is a committed vegan, and it's delicious because, of course, this is from Ben and Jerry's. But the sweetest part is that all of his proteins from the sales of the flavor will go right to the KYRC, the Know Your Rights Camp, where that money will help the organization expand its outreach to black and brown youth all over the country. KYRC is all about helping youth see and understand their own beauty and power while working to dismantle systemic racism and white supremacy. Isn't it strange that no one seems to question the idea of a camp that is specifically for brown and black youth? What happened to the dream of multiculturalism? We'll be talking later on about a shocked parent of a very exclusive school who is extremely upset with the idea that that school wants to inculcate 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds to be critical race theory warriors. We will get to that and much more in behalf of sanity, common sense, and decency.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.